So Keralappaji from Calicut to Payyanur. Payyanur, he selected as the venue of the Satyagraha because Payyanur has that importance. Even before that, Gandhi was beaten by somebody while he was taking Harijans through the public road. The Hindu religion cannot survive unless this casteism is removed.
A centenarian whose very life is a glowing chapter of India's modern history, a veteran freedom fighter who carried the torch of liberty with unflinching courage, a journalist who gave voice to truth, an anti-untouchability crusader who stood for equality, a social reformer inspired by Mahatma Gandhi, and a devoted disciple of Vinoba Bhave. All these salutations gracefully belong to Padma Shri VP Appukutta Poduval. From travelling across the length and breadth of the nation for the Khadi campaign, even braving the Chambal Valley of Madhya Pradesh, once infamous for its dreaded dacoits, to working shoulder to shoulder with towering leaders of the freedom struggle, Shri Poduval has lived a life that blends sacrifice, service, and inspiration. Today, he stands before us not just as a witness to history, but as a living icon of India, embodying the values that shaped our nation. Namaste ji. Welcome to our podcast. Not many people remain today who have had the great fortune of meeting Gandhiji in person and to hear him way back in 1934. So could you please tell us what impressions that speech made on you and what all transformations it brought about in you as a 13-year-old young boy, I would rather say a child.
You have reminded me of my boyhood, so I am very glad to say something. I was brought up in an agricultural family where the main occupation was farming. It was a joint family system at that time. Gandhiji's arrival, I heard everything in my school, in my house itself. There was discussions. So many people come to my uncle, his vaidya, for treatment and also for political discussions. So I used to listen all those things. And Gandhiji's arrival, I was waiting anxiously, and the children around my house also have that spirit. And I decided to see Gandhiji. The school was running. Nobody can go without permission outside. But I, without caring about all these things, took my neighbor students also were there. I asked them to take their book and go out. After the second period, the bell rang.
In fact, you exhorted the other students also to boycott class and to come and meet Gandhiji.
Yes, and we took our book. After that time, Gandhiji has visited Swami Ananda Tirtha's Harijan Ashram. And after the visit, he planted a mango tree. There, the tree is that has become big, now bearing fruits.
The tree is still there.
I used to sit there very often. Meetings were also held at the shade of the mango tree. So we three, Gandhi was speaking, and there was the other side of the town. There is the Maidan, not Maidan actually, paddy field. It was cleaned, stage was constructed. And that now that field is not there, everything has been followed by the town. And that's when Gandhi was talking. He started talking. And the transition was there. So I listened gently. The Hindu religion cannot survive unless this casteism is removed, unless this untouchability is removed from the face of the earth. We have no right to ask for freedom if we keep untouchability here. All are children of the God. He recited from Isavasya Upanishad. I remember. Isavasya idam sarvam yatkinja jagatyam jagate. God pervades everywhere. After that, he auctioned all the ornaments were given. He auctioned it. A Malayalam assistant was there, though he also repeated some Malayalam.
Yes, sir, we have heard that you were punished the next day. We see it as a daredevilry, but then school authorities saw that as a grave offense, and you were punished for boycotting class and also for instigating other students also to boycott. So how do you see that, and how did that incident transform your vision?
It was okay. Only one beat, not more than one. So we were glad to accept it because it was natural. He was always carrying his stick and blowing very often at that time. So we were glad that only one stroke was there, not more than. After assassination, 42 movement came. By that time, I'd almost understood the political condition of the state. 1930, Upasatyagraha,
Salt Satyagraha.
Salt Satyagraha. Payyanur was the venue for that Salt Satyagraha. Kalapajis
Kalapaji was the leader.
from
Yes.
capital Calicut to Payyanur. He marched. Gandhiji started from down the Dandi.
Dandi.
Dandi Yatra. Sabarmati to Dandi Yatra. 25 days he took. And from there he declared that I have broke the law, I have disobeyed the law, and any punishment I am prepared to, even prepared to die, he declared. So anybody thinking this process, want to imitate me, can do at his own risk throughout India, he declared. So Kalapaji from Calicut to Payyanur. Payyanur, he selected as the venue of the Satyagraha because Payyanur has that importance.
This Gandhiji's visit to Payyanur, it was primarily to focus on anti-untouchability and also to raise funds for the Harijan magazine. And Payyanur was also a place that was steeped deeply in religious rituals. So how did Gandhiji connect his reforms, that is social reform efforts, with the Hindu religious ideals? It must have been very difficult for him to convince people. So how was he able to connect his social reform ideas with Hindu religious ideals?
So Swami Ananda Tirtha took up this Gandhi's message. I was in the high school. Four Harijan students who were my in classmates. So along with them, I used to go to the ashram to meet Swamiji and to talk with him for some time. Even before that, Gandhi was beaten by somebody while he was taking Harijans through the public road. We heard from Sanskrit school that ashram was near Sanskrit school at that time.
Swami Ananda Tirtha Ashram.
So I, along with the two students, ran away to meet Swamiji at his during second period. So even in Sanskrit school, I have that inspiration. And after Gandhiji's speech, there was a big change in Payyanur.
Society.
The moment was untouchability.
Sir, you have worked as a newspaper correspondent for a short time. So could you please tell us some memories of that time, your experiences of that time?
I was during the Quit India struggle, which is in 1942, the local correspondent was arrested, Matrubhumi correspondent, and he nominated me as the substitute. I had just passed my high school, and I was also participating in the struggle, not openly, but secretly. I have joined the volunteer camp, and I was staying there also, volunteer camp, taking food from there. And without the knowledge of anybody, I was sending the reports to Matrubhumi, mostly relating to Payyanur area. The first person arrested was Sri K.C. Nambiar. He was a member of All India Congress Committee and a member of Kerala Pradesh, a treasurer of Kerala Pradesh Congress Committee, K.C. Nambiar.
As a newspaper correspondent, were you a witness to this incident?
Yes, K.C. Nambiar was addressing a meeting of Congress workers in the Congress office itself. I was also present there. He presented a copy of the Quit India resolution passed in Bombay. The full matter was there. He wanted me to translate it into Malayalam and distribute among the workers. So I did that late afterwards. That's a long resolution. Now, what to be done afterwards is the problem. Nambiar gave some hints, some points that picketing government officers, individuals, or more people would not be arrested at a time. So a few people, picket government officers, students may boycott the classes, students may be organized. And that job was also given to me later.
You had the opportunity to report all these events.
Oh, yes, sir. A clandestinely, a Swatantra Bharata bulletin was circulated. Very secret, nobody knows. We are getting a few copies, and I will make more copies with a cyclostyle in my custody, sir, secretly.
Cyclostyle copies of the
And
bulletin.
we will organize night meetings in various places.
Clandestine meetings.
Clandestinely, we'll discuss all these things. And the people, what is happening in the other states also comes through this Swatantra Bharatam. This is perhaps edited by, say, N.B. Krishnamurthy, was Matrubhumi Weekly's editor at that time. He also belonged to socialist group at that time. And one day he came to me, he gave me a lot of leaflets in English, brought from Bombay, and wanted me to translate and take it in the cycle style machine and distribute it. And all these things were entrusted to me, and even distributing it clandestinely without anybody, a group was there for that. So I reported all these things to Matrubhumi also. So-and-so was arrested, another group, they were also arrested, another group came and then they were beaten, that was also reported. And to avoid delay, I used to send it through telegram. The Malayalam report was sent in English.
As telegram messages.
Without knowledge of other, it was Sunday. Matrubhumi accepted it, it isn't published.
Because if I write and send my post, it may take time. So that was also a device that I employed at that time.
Your command over the English language was very helpful for us, for Malayalis, to intercept what was going on in other parts of India.
Yes, sir.
And you had the great fortune to be or to play a very active part in freedom struggle at that
Freedom
time.
struggle.
So Payyanur was a very happening place at that time during freedom struggle. So let's go back to your Madhurmi time once again. So the first iconic picture of Bharat Mata in Kerala was drawn by you. And this picture was featured as the cover page of Matrubhumi Weekly then. So could you please tell us about that experience?
I joined Payyanur at some training. Even during my childhood, I had. But Raghavaji came by, that improved Charkha. It was first introduced in my house. So all the members of the house learned that
Spinning the charkha.
Charkha, and I learned its mechanism and repair and all other things. I was studying in third standard. I was invited to the manager of Payyanur Khadi Center to join Charkha Sangh. So I accepted. The head office of Charkha Sangh for Kerala was first started in Payyanur. So head office was shifted from Payyanur to Kozhikode, and I was also transferred along with that. So from Kozhikode, I had relations, trusted relationship with the Matrubhumi. A book named Charkha Sangh have to be republished. So for that book, I draw some pictures, different activities, showing different activities, etc. And I took it to Matrubhumi for reprint with this picture included. Already after the picture, you ask me who has drawn this picture. I myself done it. Then I want your service. You have to publish an election supplement. I want a Bharat Mata picture by you. Please draw a picture and bring me for approval.
So this was asked by, this idea was put forward by Madhubhumi editor.
I'm not an artist. These pictures are drawn out of my own, the Bharat Mata and other things. I have very little knowledge about all those things. But he compelled me, you prepare one draft, the pencil sketch, and bring it to me within a week. He compelled me to draw. He accepted it. They wanted me to change it to Indian ink. And it was given, they took they published it, and my name was also, I came to Payyanur. I was given a big reception afterwards.
You had become part of history by drawing the first Bharat Mata picture.
So, Bharat Mata, idea was his, but other things were my own.
So again, as part of your Khadi campaign, you have traveled to places like Chambal in Madhya Pradesh. Chambal Valley, that was once, at that time, it was infamous for its dacoits. So could you please tell us about your experience there?
After Gandhi's death, Charkha was resolved, and it was transformed into Sarva Seva Sangh. All Khadi, Hindi Prachar, and all those things combined together, Sarva Seva Sangh ho gaya. और सर्व सेवा संघ में भी मैं सर्विस करके, उसके बाद आई ज्वाइन द ऑल इंडिया खादी एंड विलेज कमीशन आफ्टर फ्रीडम.
Post independence, you joined Khadi and Village Industries Commission.
कमीशन देयर वाज आल्सो, आई वाज आल्सो एक्चुअली इनवाइटेड द हेड ऑफ दैट सेक्शन व्हाट मेक अ ट्रेवल फ्रॉम तमिलनाडु. विजिटेड पायनूर एंड एक्सीडेंटली मेट मी and they asked me, are you willing to come to Khadi Commission? And I told him, I was alone with my mother. He has no other support. So it will be difficult for me to come to Lucknow. Lucknow was at that time. So he compelled me. I told my mother that I am going to Varanasi as a pilgrim. So my mother agreed. So I went straight to Varanasi and took my bath in the holy Ganga and prayed at the shrine.
Kashi Vishwanath.
And then from there, I went to Lucknow for the test and interview. I could do everything easily, and I got selection. After selection, there's a problem. I consulted my friends. This is the thing. How can I leave my mother alone here? So they compelled me to go, and it is a good opportunity to visit the entire India. And they gave a chance, you just marry. A marriage. Actually, I was not willing to marry at that time. So my marriage was within 1 week, marriage was arranged, and I got permission from my mother. My wife was put there,
In Payyanur.
and I told them, I will take both of you to Lucknow after some time. After, don't worry. So I joined Lucknow,
So what about your travel to Chambal, Madhya
and
Pradesh?
from there, I had an opportunity to travel Chambal Ghat area also. It was a sub-center of Madhya Bharat Khadi Sangh. With the Gwalior was the headquarters. From there, so we had to visit the field, how the artisans are working, how spinning is going on, how weaving is going on, what are the defects in the implements, what all things are to be added, all instruction. I have to see. It is an overall supervising audit also at the time. So the manager asked me, don't go there. The decoys are kidnapping people. It's very dangerous, the parents told me. And I told him, I am not afraid of this because I am a disciple of Vinobaji. I will tell them. In that time, they won't disturb me, I am sure.
You didn't face any problem in carrying out your work in Chambal.
Yes, after walking 7 miles, I reached Chambal after walking 7 miles by foot. There is no road or other highway. You have to go back also. There is another sub. Chambal is a sub-center, and Jawar Road there is another center. So I have to visit Jawar Road also. From here, 7 miles by foot and through
Very difficult terrain.
difficult terrain. So I was returning just a at that time. I saw a person, house was there, he was seated there, and a people were surrounding, sitting around him. And they were all in a pensive mood. My co-worker told me that I just now a person smuggled, kidnapped from here has been returned by the decoys after paying the ransom. That is about 20,000 rupees or something like that. So I was interested to meet that man and talk to him. So I went and seated before him. That man was seated there. Prabhu
Prabhu
Dayal, his name. I told him that I have come to visit that weavers here. I am from the Khadi field, and I want to know what are your hardships. Please tell me Within a few minutes, we have to go back immediately. Then for some time, he could not speak. Tears were dropping from his eyes. And they started telling, "This is a second
Birth for him.
birth for me. I thought I would have died already. I have no money, ready cash with me to pay to them. My children disposed of a small area. There was a small
Piece of land.
area was there, field was there. They disposed of it, and that money was taken to the dacoits, and then they released. Otherwise, his life would have been finished there. So, Vasiri thanking him and taking his permission, we started, and we took Sambalgade. That is the main center, and this is the sub-center,
Chambal.
Javarol.
Javarol. Chambal was a sub-center.
Sambalgade.
So you spoke about Vinoba Bhave. So you
Vinoba.
were involved in the you had a very close association with Vinoba Ji's
Okay.
Bhudan movement. So could you please tell us about your experience there?
The Bhudan movement was started by Vinoba Ji in 1951. So Vinoba Ji reached Kanjipuram, Madras state. In 1956, he reached Kanjipuram. It was an old famous town, a town of temple town. And the Shankaracharya's, there was a Shankaracharya also. So I attended that meeting also. I was in the Sarvaseva Sangha at that time, along with other friends.
Now, as we are nearing the close of this interview, we would like to know what message you would like to give to our young generation.
Somebody asked Gandhiji what he gave us some message. So Gandhiji replied, "My life is my message. My life is my message, nothing else." And similarly, I am not at their level, and I am not capable of giving message. Only to study the life of Gandhiji and Vinobaji,
And
and
follow in the next.
take inspiration from them, and try to bring in life whatever is possible for your person, eh?
So it was a great blessing for me to meet you and interact with you and to hear you. Thank you once again for giving us your valuable time.
It is my good fortune, I think, to meet you people. Thank you.
Jai Hind.
Jai Hind.